Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Fourth and final hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We all know our neighbors have been hurting this week following the deadly tornadoes that ravaged both Kentucky and Tennessee. Early Saturday morning, all of us here at ESPN 102.5 The Game and Cromwell Media are lending a helping hand for those in need. Through Blood Assurance, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, the Western Kentucky Tornado Relief Fund, and the Nashville Predators. Head over to thegamenashville.com/help to see how you can help today. Darren McFarland, Chase McCabe alongside. By the way, we're live here at the Patron Platinum Club. Congratulations to Josh Hogan. I don't believe any relation to Kevin Hogan, but Josh was lucky caller 6 when he was given the cue to call. And you never know when that cue to call is going to be. He just happened to be listening. So it does pay to listen, Josh, and we thank you for listening. Now you can go enjoy the Transperfect Music City Bowl at Nissan Stadium, very, very close to where we are. In fact, we can look out the window and see the stadium, and that game will be between Tennessee and Purdue on December 30th. So congratulations, Josh Hogan, for that. Elijah is telling us, because Elijah is back at the Hillside Medical Game Studio, that Elliot Friedman from Sportsnet needs a couple of minutes.
Yes.
Dun, dun, dun. And my first reaction was, why does he need a couple of minutes?
What's going on?
Because Elliot is the guy who breaks news. What is he? Who is he talking to? What information is he getting? The latest layer is Nick Cousins has now been added to the COVID list. The entire Predators coaching staff, all the guys on the bench and the goaltending coach, all of them are on the COVID list. Both the head coach and his assistant have been called up from Milwaukee. They'll be on the bench. Scotty yep. Nickel will be on the bench. So, and, of course, Cody Glass, Rocco
Grimaldi. I mean, at this point, Scotty Nickel may be centering the third line.
Who Matthew knows? Olivier have all been brought up, and who knows? Yeah, I mean, this is they're not out of the woods, right? I mean, I guess I'd be crazy to say because I guess there's still a chance that this game could be in jeopardy. I don't know.
I think I'd be more worried about tomorrow than I would be tonight.
Really? Why is that?
Well, because, I mean, the intensive protocols are in place. They're obviously going to be testing a lot more. And, you know, your hope is that you're going to get through tonight, but you never know if another one doesn't pop up tomorrow. So if you keep losing bodies, then are you going to be able to play against Chicago?
All right, let's bring in Elliot Friedman. Elliot, we always, you know, wonder if you're going to be a couple minutes late, what does that mean? Does he have news that we can use? Does he know something?
I was taking a call, but it's not about a cancellation or postponement of your game tonight.
Okay.
It is about the general craziness around the league right now, but it was not anything like that.
Okay, well, let's just start there, and we'll just kind of sift and work through all this. So let's go big picture. We've been batting this around the last couple of days. David Poyle, as you know, joins us every Tuesday on the show, and I flat out asked him about the Olympics, and he told us January 10th is their drop-dead date. That's when they have to have an answer, and he talked about it, you know, the players, the ball is in their court, and they just had, I guess, what was it, an owner's meet or general manager's
meeting? Board of Governors.
Board of Governors. He was just at that, and he was telling us that they had been talking about all this, but what we've been saying, because of what's happening here, what's happening with the opponent they were supposed to face Tuesday in the Calgary Flames that got postponed because of what's now happened to the Florida Panthers, what's already happened to Ottawa and the Islanders, and the list goes on and on. It does seem like, and the restrictions that are in place over in China, that if you test positive over there, David Poyle told us, they're going to hold you for 3 to up to 5 weeks. You cannot leave the country. Mm-hmm. With all that being said, Elliot, isn't it pretty easy to connect the dot that the Olympics has got to be way less than 50% chance of happening on the hockey side, right, with
yes,
these players?
A couple weeks ago, I would have said 75% they're going. And, you know, David, at the Board of Governors meeting, Bettman told the governors expect to go. However, as we've learned, COVID changes our lives like this, right? So, and that's what's happened right here. Our lives have been changed since, you know, last Thursday and Friday when David was and the governors were in Florida. So it's different now. I'd say the chances of going, I'd agree, are much less than 50%. We're seeing more and more players, Alex Pietrangelo, Erik Karlsson, today Thomas Hertl of San Jose, a player who has never been at the Olympics, even he's and badly wants to go. You know, even he says he finds it hard to believe they could go. Now, I've read what's called the athlete's playbook. It's basically the instruction manual that they send to everybody who can compete, and it's available online. Anybody can go read it. And it doesn't say anything about 3 to 5 weeks in there, but that's what the players are being told on conference calls with the Players Association, that you basically, if you go to China, you lose control of your situation, and if you test positive, it could be 3 to 5 weeks. That's the risk you take. It could be less. It could be there. And a lot, like I was joking, if I was a young single guy on a bad team that didn't have a chance to make the playoffs, I'd be there in a second. But, you know, I'm not young, I'm not single, and I'm not even on a team, never mind making the playoffs or not. So I can understand why a lot of people would feel differently.
Well, there's no doubt, and David pointed, he pointed this out, and you've said this as well. I mean, this is all about this is what they agreed to. We know it's important to the players, but there's also the importance of this is their job, and it's the importance of everybody wanting to get paid for a full season, and there's 82 games. They don't want another shortened season. And so if you're going to get these 82 games in and you're not going to go deep into the summer and you're going to try to stay on schedule, there is a perfect three-week window. By the way, I left the Bruins out of all this too, and that all started when they came here. They didn't have Bruce Cassidy, and they were dealing with stuff, and it's just gotten worse. And our buddy Craig Smith, I think, is on that list as well. And so anyway, there's a three-week window to make up all these games that could be lost, that have already been lost and could be lost up until – that point. Don't you look at them and say, guys, everybody understands the importance to you guys, but we're in what we're in, and if we're going to get all this in, we've got to use this 3 week window to make up games.
Well, I do think that. I think most people think that. At the same Board of Governors meeting, the league kind of indicated that some of those buildings are getting filled up. Mm-hmm. Now, I looked at some of the situations, like Seattle, for example, on their calendar on the website, maybe it's changed since Tuesday, they only have one event from the 29th of January to the 24th of February. So maybe they're waiting for it to be official to announce things. We'll see. I think the NHL is worried about that. But I think what it comes down to, guys, it's also this. It's like, the NHL doesn't want to be the one to cancel it. I think they want they canceled in 2018, and as they've said a couple of times, they made a promise to the players, and they think it should be the players' decision. And I think a little bit of that is the promise they made. A little bit of that, no question, is optics, no doubt about that. But I think they want the players to make the choice. Like, I saw what Nick Cousins tweeted today about taking some time off to Christmas. Like, I'm looking at what's happening around sports right now. The NFL's got a ton of cases going, and they're not canceling any games. The NBA, I saw they shut down Sacramento today. Their cases are going, and they're not canceling any games. Like, these leagues, they do not want to cancel games.
Yep.
And You know, the other thing too that's kind of interesting about this whole thing is that I've had, like, I understand yesterday, because we reported that there's some tighter protocols coming. I understand that, you know, there's people in like players, executives, they don't like that idea. You know, it's basically like life, guys. Like, there's some people out there who are saying, shut it down, shut it down, shut it down. And there's other people out there saying, we've got to learn to live with this. Especially since some people believe that this new variant, although it's very transmissible, the symptoms might not be as bad. I'm always wary about saying it because we don't know, but there is some evidence of that right now. And I think inside the league, from team to team and from player to player, they're dealing with some of the same issues. So, you know, I think that it's pretty clear that these teams don't want to cancel games. And they're going to like, one thing I don't like, though, guys, I don't like the fact that Carolina has to play with 16 guys tonight. I don't like that at all. I don't think that's right. And they actually bent the rules a bit. They granted them exemption because they can only possibly play with 14. They're allowing them to have two guys making less than $150,000. But I just think you should give them a full roster. I think you risk injury and exhaustion when you force these teams to play with less than 18 skaters. And I don't think that should happen to anyone.
Dan, and I agree with you, Dan Hynote was put on the COVID list today. That now completes. I mean, that completes. The entire Predators coaching staff has been wiped out and put on the list. So they've got
amazing.
Carl Taylor, Milwaukee Admirals head coach, his assistant coach, Scott Ford, and the assistant GM, Scotty Nichol, who used to, of course, play here and is, you know, in a front office role. He is going to be on the bench tonight. So the Predators have none of their coaching staff on the bench, or even goaltender coach is on the COVID list. And so if you, to your point, there's no doubt that they, because I now see, we are now seeing firsthand what the Islanders and Barry Trotz probably felt like when they're looking at the league going, really? Like, we're still having to play? Like, seriously? Like, look what we're having to trot out there every night. And right now, the Predators are about to face, oh, by the way, Colorado. And they got seven players now. Nick Cousins also added today. Seven players and the entire coaching staff out.
Well, the weird thing about that to me is that, you know, Vancouver was allowed to go to San Jose when they had no positive tests among the players yesterday. They had one assistant coach put in the protocol. You know, Carolina is playing tonight because they had no positive tests yesterday and today. I'm really curious, and I don't have a good answer for you, if the Predators had a positive test among a player today, if it seems weird to me that they're playing. I guess it's because they've got enough bodies, but that is a little weird to me, I have to say.
Yeah. Well,
Taylor, by the way, if Carl Taylor wins tonight, he should either demand the job or quit undefeated.
Well, wait a minute. Undefeated. Who knows how long he's got to coach? They go to Chicago and play the Blackhawks tomorrow night. They have a back-to-back.
I wouldn't risk it. I'd say I'm 1-0, undefeated.
Yeah, that's what's crazy. When you look at this three-game window, tonight here against Colorado, at Chicago tomorrow night, and then, oh, by the way, in Raleigh against Carolina on Sunday. And so, you know, we're sitting here going, is any of this going to happen? And by the way, while we're talking about that, I think they've got to get tested one more time before the game tonight. Is there any chance, even though we're sitting here at the arena right now, what are we, 6 hours from, a little bit less than 6 hours from the drop of the puck, is it definite that this is happening, or is there a chance it could still be postponed?
Well, I you know what? I have to remember what happened last year in the Canadian division. I know there were some games last year where the teams were late coming to the arena. It happened once between Montreal and Edmonton, and that game was played. That game, but it was delayed a couple hours till they kind of figured out if it was going to be okay to play. So I mean, the one, so I don't remember about any late night cancellations or late afternoon evening cancellations. It's not to say there weren't any, but I don't remember any off the top of my head. I do remember late afternoon delays, specifically in that one case. But the one thing that, you know, I stick to is that when the cases are rising like they are right now, what you think is true now might not be true in 15 minutes. So you have to be prepared for everything.
Elliot Friedman is with us from Sportsnet. So just your gut feeling, do you feel like a pause could happen? Like, percentages?
The answer I give, guys, is this. It is the absolute last resort.
Yeah.
They will do everything to avoid it. Everything.
Yeah, just because of the schedules and the buildings and all of that. Something we kind of threw around earlier is, you know, the NFL kept the extended practice squad and their roster rules this year. The NHL did not. Do you think that there's a chance the taxi squad could come back?
It's possible, but they really seem to want to avoid it. They really don't want to do it. They fought it off. I know that, like, St. Louis in particular was one team that complained about it this year. They said, this is ridiculous, and, you know, we want it. But it didn't happen. To this point, they have said no, and it really hasn't gained much traction. I think I've been told there's always a chance it could be added. But, you know, the problem is that, you know, I think what you should be allowed to do is, like, these players all got vaccinated. There's one unvaccinated guy. They asked them to get vaccinated, and they all did. And, you know, even if you're vaccinated and you get the booster, you can still get it, right? Mm-hmm. And it could be you do nothing wrong. It's just that this thing flies around and affects people. So I don't understand why, if you're short with COVID, you don't just automatically say, all right, you can bring up a player from the minors. Like, that can, and what you can do is, and what they're worried about is the extra money and all that stuff. And I get it, because they lost a ton of money last year. But there's a way you do things right now in the NHL where if you go over the cap because of bonuses, you have the option of taking them off the cap next year. So you pay a penalty in the future. Do that. Just say it's like a player who gets a bonus. If you go over, you lose a little bit off the cap next year.
Ask him what we've been batting around about asymptomatic. Hey, you've been vaccinated, you got a booster, and if you literally have no signs whatsoever, nothing.
That's
like, you wouldn't even know until you got tested and then they tell you you're positive. Do you think they're ever going to come? We've been batting this around the last couple of days.
Well,
they come a point where they're like, if you got no symptoms, you can stay with it.
Well, I'll tell you what I will say this. There are players who believe that, because they've told me privately. They don't tweet it out because they don't want the bleep show.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
But there are players who do believe that privately. I think the thing about that is, I have run that up the league's flagpole before, and the Players Association's flagpole before. Would you ever do that? And one of the reasons they say no is you're always afraid of the worst case scenario, right? There's some players in the NHL. There's a player in Vancouver, Brandon Sutter, who hasn't played this year, and he's got long COVID, right? So I think they worry about things like that. Like, they worry about, like, someone who they don't know has it, and, you know, the worst case scenario happens, and then what? I think they all worry about that. But the other thing is now is that the NFL is poking around this. So the NFL had their owners' meetings yesterday, and they have their top doctor is a guy by the name of Alan Sills, mm-hmm. and he told reporters that they are talking to their various health professionals about, and in some of the cities that they play in, if a player is vaccinated and asymptomatic, can we bring them back sooner? And if that happens in the NFL, you can bet
all bets are off
that the NBA and the NHL are going to ask to do that.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I agree. Because that, I mean, that was a question I asked. At what point do you play through?
Yes.
I think we all agree, you know, whatever your beliefs are, like, this thing's not going away. I mean, it's not going to just magically disappear. Like, it's still mm-hmm. around. And so at what point, it's kind of like once we came out of quarantine of, you know, hey, when do we come out of quarantine and when do we resume things? It's just those steps along the way.
You know, I'll tell you this, like I personally believe that this is with us. I don't know if forever is the right word, but it's with us for a long time and we're going to have to learn to deal with it. And if the symptoms continue, like from what I understand, guys, and I don't know every case, but it sounds like from the evidence I've been hearing, many of these cases are not serious symptoms. Some have some for a short time, but it appears as if the symptoms in a lot of the cases aren't bad. Thankfully, knock on wood, hope that continues. The one thing I know up here in Canada that talk about a lot is just the strain on the health system and what those people have gone through and the stress and the pressure over the last couple of years. And I know up here, a lot of us have real sympathy for that. And when they say that they're burnt out and they can't handle it, I think a lot of us are very sympathetic to that. It's just that I think a lot of the general public is like you guys, when are we going to start to realize that we just have to deal with it?
Yep.
And it's tough. Like there's no right answer. And as you know, people just tear the crap out of each other on social media about this stuff.
Yep. Right. Gosh. That's how good you didn't even have the breaking news that we're like, oh, we may get breaking news. And that was outstanding. I mean, good stuff. Really appreciate it. Elliot, we'll see. We'll just...
Well, one out of every four hits I try to deliver, okay?
That was good. That was really good. We'll keep our fingers crossed that everything keeps going here, but who knows how this is all going to play out. Thanks for doing this. Have a great rest of your week, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend. Be safe.
All right. You do the same. That is Elliot Freeman from Sportsnet Hockey Night in Canada. 32 Thoughts is his podcast that you should check out. Willie advises it when he's working out, when you're working out. He says, listen to it. It's good stuff. All right, we'll come back. He'll rejoin us on the other side. But first, Chase, you're going to tell us about BetMGM.
I am going to tell you about BetMGM because they are the king of sportsbooks, and they welcome you with the lock of the year. This is what you need to do tonight. Place a $10 Moneyline wager on either Kansas City or Los Angeles. And if either team scores a touchdown, you'll win $200 in free bets regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use the code 1025GAME200 when you make your first bet. Enjoy football like never before with BetMGM's live betting options and boosted odds specials at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com. Use that code 1025GAME200 to win $200 in free bets if either KC or Los Angeles scores a touchdown. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Tennessee only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Up in Gallatin tomorrow at Newton Nissan, 1461 Nashville Pike. We'll be doing our show up there from 10 until 2 o'clock. We have teamed up with Souls for Souls to provide a new pair of shoes to Middle Tennessee children experiencing homelessness. Newton Motor Group will also be making a donation for every test drive that they get through the end of this month. The game will be accepting cash donations tomorrow while we're doing our show on site. So you can join us tomorrow from 10 to 2 at Newton Nissan in Gallatin and give these kids the joy they deserve this holiday season. So keep that in mind tomorrow. We hope to see some people stop by. Looking forward to that. Back here on Darren, Donica, and Chase, our show is presented by Creation CBD. Creation CBD products curated for life. Boy, with some interesting stuff. We thought that Elliot was going to drop a nugget.
Yeah.
right, in our lap, but not the case.
He's kind of in the same boat that we are, you know, just who knows what the heck's going to happen with everything. Is Willie back? Willie, you back?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm back, boys.
Oh, there he is.
I am back.
This
I
is.
I only heard the very tail end of Elliot.
Well, it was
when he was talking about you know, where they can go from here, what options they have. So, give me the gist for people maybe that missed it, like me. What was his main point on all this madness?
Whew. Wow. Where do we?
Like, just for example.
Where do
just
we
for
start?
Example for people that maybe you know. Been working today and are just jumping in a car and you want to know what's going on with the Predators, you might have hit, you saw the bombshell yesterday that they put six guys on the COVID list and then six members of the travel party, including 4/5 of their coaching staff. And then today they come in with the game plan and it gets changed. You lose the one remaining assistant coach you had left and Dan Hynote, he goes on the COVID list. And then you lose a very valuable guy and Nick Cousins, especially under the circumstances, he can't play. So they're down to 11 forwards and 7 defensemen.
Well, he was basically surprised that positive test. Is that fair to say? He was surprised with the positive test today that this thing is still a go as of right now. So I guess that's one takeaway is he was surprised that, okay, it's – right, we were surprised with yesterday's news. Like, ooh, like is that Thursday night going to happen? And then, okay, looks like it is going to happen. And then today, an extra round of, yes, now the entire coaching staff is out. And, oh, by the way, another player has been added. But he also said Carolina is going to suit up 16 players tonight. The league is making them play with 16 players.
Unreal.
Which, you know, one does surprise me because, you know, player safety is important. You got a PA involved, and I'm surprised that there's not safety called into question. By the way, they made an exemption for two guys. They only had 14.
Yeah, they made an exemption. Yeah, and I asked him, I said, your gut feeling, is there a pause? And he said it's the absolute last resort.
They're hosting the Red Wings tonight with 16 guys.
Well, I could see not having a pause, but I really am surprised. Like, this is one thing that you always keep in mind. You know, you look at the team that you're following closely and you say, is this unfair? Then you compare it to some other teams, and that's a great example with Carolina.
Well, the Islanders, Nashville, too. They're not going to give anybody a shoulder to cry on.
No.
No, not at all. But you just do wonder, why wouldn't you shut down a couple of these teams and try to reschedule the games? That's
because they're running out of – here's the problem in all of this.
Running out of runway, I guess.
Right. And I feel like if the players in the league come to the conclusion, like now, hey, we're not going to go to China. We want to, and I respect the league.
Don't leave the league out of this, because that was another. Willie's asking the takeaways. His takeaway is, even for optics, the league wants to push the players and up in front.
Right.
And be like, you announce it. Like,
right,
we're not announcing it. You have to announce it.
And that's what I was getting to. I respect the fact that the league said, hey, we've made it your decision. We know you want to go. It's totally up to you. I get that. But at some point, there's got to be a resolution, because – I think you could see, like, more teams like the Predators. Okay, we can pause some games because now we have the runway to make it up. We can use that 3-week
break.
We
have a 3-week window to make
it
up games. Yeah,
but they don't know if they have that at their disposal or not.
Well,
because think about this: they have not even announced the Ottawa game that got postponed earlier this year.
Right.
Last year it was very quick. Would you postpone a game? Hey, it's gonna be here, but they don't know where they can put it yet. And that's the problem.
Well,
that's
especially
what's holding a lot of this
whenever
up.
You have Madison Square Garden, you have Bridgestone Arena, you have Staples Center, three just examples right there. Those are three barns that are constantly booked, right?
Yeah.
Those are arenas that always have stuff going on.
You mean Crypto.com Arena, not Staples Center?
Whatever. Is it really?
Good grief.
Yeah,
I mean, whatever. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
That'll take a while to get used to. It's always been the Staples Center. That's the way I look at that.
I know.
Anyway, there are certain venues. I mean, American Airlines, there's no, Dallas, or is that changed too? I don't know.
No, that's the same.
There's certain venues that are, they house a lot of stuff. So there is that. You know, yes, you can look at the calendar and say, okay, 3 weeks, so let's cram on. But things, you know, I know here there's things currently on the books during that window.
Right, yeah. Right. So there would be a lot of juggling that you would have to do. But so you've hit on the issue. The issue is until the players say we're not going, you don't have that. The obvious thing would be you could put plenty of games in there somewhere if you had that 3 week break. But if you don't, where do you put the games? It's a great point because you're already compressing the schedule. So I get that. It's just it's a tough thing because let's just look at the team that we cover. The Predators have to get on a plane tonight and go to Chicago. Who's to say they don't get another test or two that pops up positive, whether the people have symptoms or not? That's the thing. Some of these people that are on the COVID list for the Predators have little or no symptoms. You know, that's just part of it. That's usually the range you get when you get this many. There's a range. Some people are sick. Some people are a little bit sick or were sick, feeling better. And others feel totally normal but are positive and are ineligible to be out there. And they have to try to put together a plan for tomorrow. They can't even think about tomorrow right now. They're just trying to get a lineup out there for tonight. But then you have to get on a plane, travel. You're on the plane. Everybody will be masked up and increased protocol. So tomorrow is a challenge. And then Sunday, they're supposed to play Carolina. So that'll be the battle of the two teams who have, you know, do they have enough players? That'll be a crazy game if they get to that far. But they can't even think that far ahead. They're just trying to get through this game tonight. What a challenge. And then you've got Carl Taylor, who's been, this is his NHL debut as a head coach. He's excited. He knows that there's crazy circumstances there. He's just kind of trying to make the most of this, but what a situation to be thrown into.
Well, and let me ask this question, because we haven't talked about this. The Admirals are scheduled to play the Chicago Wolves tomorrow and Saturday, so what happens there? Like, what's the – who's coaching the Admirals?
That's a good question. You got me.
I mean –
And the other thing that comes to mind when you say that, Chase, is at least you will have, if you need to make more call-ups for tomorrow's game in Chicago, you will have your player. You don't have to travel those players.
Right.
But I don't know what the protocol, at least you would have them in close proximity if you need, because with Cousins out, they need another guy.
And
they won't be able to get him here tonight.
So I looked up on you. Look up on BetMGM. I'm looking at DraftKings.
Is there a line?
They've still got the Carolina game and this game on the board, which really surprises me. Now Colorado is the favorite, but I mean, there's a real shot Colorado would have been the favorite anyway, right?
Yeah.
But Carolina's the favorite still. I mean, over Detroit.
Let's see. BetMGM.
I thought they would be off the board.
BetMGM, Carolina is the 1.5 point favorite.
Yep,
and
puck line
on the puck line, and
the pretty heavy favorite on the money line.
Colorado -175, Nashville +145, and
yep.
But you're getting, if you take this, and this is what's interesting, if you take Colorado on the puck line, it's +140.
Yeah,
now, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Nope.
Well, you have the Predators have their D, and they have number 74 back there. So you have a chance. And I think that's what you got to cling to, is you got to play your simple game, and you've still got Roman Josi. You got to look around and say, who do you have? You got Philip Forsberg. You got Roman Josi. You got Elie Tolvanen. You know, you got some guys who have been playing some pretty good hockey as a group.
Do we know on Duchesne?
We do not know.
See, that's going to be, you know, that's going to be a question too of what's going on there. So, but yeah, I want to know who's going to coach the Admirals. Like, I mean, come on, we got to figure this part out. There's a lot of layers to this.
Well, don't forget they called up four guys, too.
That, too. That, too.
It's so. very, I mean. Willie, tell everybody about Lee Company, and we'll come back and wrap up the show.
Okay, will do. Lee Company, 615-567-1000. It'll be high drama tonight in Smashville. Up against the wall, difficult circumstances for the Predators, trying to battle through it. It is going to be great theater. Let's see if they can hang in there and find a way to battle and get some success against one of the most powerful teams in the NHL, in the Colorado Avalanche. But let's tell you about Lee Company. They're a proud sponsor of our coverage for the Nashville Predators. That's the segue. They also offer the home maintenance plan for your home. And that is annual checkups each year for your plumbing, your electric, your heating, and your cooling systems. Lee Company can be reached by calling 615-567-1000 or go online at leecompany.com. If you've got a problem with your heater right now, that's probably not good news. You want to get that addressed. And when they come out and fix it, tell them you want to be a part of the home maintenance plan. Get those annual checkups, and they'll be ahead of the curve for you in the spring when it starts getting warmer. They'll make sure your air conditioning unit is running properly. Same thing with your plumbing and electric systems. You find those little problems before they become big problems. So with that, become a part of the home maintenance plan. It's a small monthly fee, but you get discounts on any repairs that end up happening, and they will happen over time. If you're a homeowner, you know that. So call Lee Company now and get on that home maintenance plan. 615-567-1000 or leecompany.com.
Oh, Jack. Seeing players, the NFL is dealing with this too. Kareem Hunt out. Boy, check your fantasy lineups.
No kidding.
Anybody have a strong feeling one way or the other? This is a big game. Chiefs, Chargers, for the lay of the land and what we just did in our top 10. Number one seed, possibly, on the line. By the way, this has implications for the West, right? The AFC yeah. West.
Well,
if the Chargers win.
I kind of like the plus three.
It, by the way, that line's gone down.
Yep. Plus 135.
And I get it. Kansas City's got, you know, we already talked about it. I brought up Chris Jones is out. So that's a big deal. It's in L.A.
It's in L.A. I think Kansas City's going to lose again. Like there's going to be a slip up somewhere. So why not a division game against a good team? You know, a team that knows they got to fight. I mean, right now the Chargers are the five seed, so they're the first wild card, if you want to look at it like that. But that yep. can all change with a loss. So, they have a game up on the Colts and the Bills, so they're 8-5. But yeah, I mean, it's crazy to think that. This has implications for the division.
Sure does. Very curious to see this
huge opportunity for the
huge
for the Chargers. We just let the dogs in, so Kelly's moving my screen all over the place. Hi, Kelly. But the Chargers, they've been doubted a lot. You know, when they look good, they look really good. They've already won at Arrowhead. What is the atmosphere at that game going to be like? Are they starting to build any semblance of a following out there? My guess is not yet. It's a huge stadium. I don't think it'll be like that. How many Chiefs fans are excited and maybe have planned on going to this game? For a long time, it is a Thursday night and not a Sunday night.
Yeah, that hurts things, Thursday.
So, I'm curious, what is that going to feel like tonight in that building?
That's a question I would like to know. Have they built their fan base at all? Is there still
– Yeah, I don't know.
Is it still like half the – By the way, if you don't think things have changed here in this market, I had to, you know, you get the Facebook, you know, the memory, you know, on this, you know, 8 years ago or 5 years ago, right? Those pictures pop up. I had an 8 years ago today, yesterday pop up on Facebook. It was at a Titans game, and I posted a picture of the stands. Obviously, they were losing, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I couldn't tell the opponent. It kind of looked like it was the Arizona Cardinals, but I don't know. I'd have to go back and look 8 years ago who they were playing. In fact, we could probably do that.
I can look real quick.
And the caption was, with 2 minutes left in the game, and I'm not kidding, there were hundreds of people in the stands. Hundreds.
Huh. So let's see, 8 years ago would be...
a December game.
Doing so 13.
Look like a red team. Yeah.
Yeah, 2013.
Yep.
And you said it was the 15th. Survey says the Arizona Cardinals.
That's what I said. It looked like. I couldn't tell. It was a little blurry.
A 37-34 overtime loss.
Oh, wow. So 37-34 overtime loss. 2 minutes to go in the game. So they even went to overtime. There was no one there. No one.
Hmm. To tie the game at 34, Ryan Fitzpatrick, quarterback for the Titans, throws a touchdown pass to Michael Preston.
Michael Preston.
Wow.
Great personality.
Fun guy. He was a great guy to deal with.
The game-winning field goal by the Cardinals was a 41-yarder kicked by...
Martine? Was it Martine?
Nope.
I mean, Bill. Bill. I'm sorry, nope. Bill.
Elijah's best friend, Jay Feely.
Oh.
Jay Feely. Wow. My next guess would be Joe Nedney.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Michael Preston with two touchdowns in that game. The late, great Rob Baronis kicking for the Titans. Rashard Mendenhall, the running back for the Cardinals, had a couple of touchdowns. Chris Johnson had a receiving touchdown.
I was dumbfounded at what Nissan Stadium looked like. No one there. No one in the stands. So you can change. So that is a great question. Has their fan base changed a little? Are they on this Chargers team? They've got now what looks like a surefire franchise quarterback. Again, that's what ticks me off. Like these certain franchises, Packers, Colts, Chargers, they get these great, like, how do they keep getting great quarterbacks? How do they keep getting franchise Hall of Fame quarterbacks?
This is a game.
Phillip Rivers.
Before you're ready to go franchise quarterback with Herbert, this is a next step for him.
It is.
I want to see if he can he match a Mahomes tonight.
Yeah.
If that's the type of game it is. Can he make smart decisions at the key times in the game? Because he's not, you know, he puts up the big numbers. He's the guy you want on fantasy and stuff. But can he come through in the big game? This is the next step for him in the process, I think.
Yeah.
Great opportunity.
I think that's a very good point.
But, I mean, he looks like, yet again, the Chargers have hit another home run with a quarterback that'll be there for a long time, right? It's like, how do those franchises keep doing that? So you didn't get a chance to weigh in. We talked, obviously, the entire first segment on it. The news waking up, everybody had learned Urban Meyer had been canned. And so that's now going to be a trivia question. 5 years, you know, yeah. 10 years down the road, what was his last game against? Who was the opponent? And your answer will be the Tennessee Titans.
The line that will always stick with me is Tim's line earlier this week, Tim Hasselbeck, when he said he had a colleague tell him, just because you've won doesn't mean you're a winner. I think this is a great example. You really find out about a person and a coach a lot of times when you don't have the stacked team. He was going into a very tough situation, and I think his flaws came out. And you got to give him full marks for all of the places he's gone and won in college. But, you know, all of the things that you wondered about him, his character and things like that, boy, it didn't just go south. It went directly south in a hurry. I never thought that could happen in less than a year. I thought maybe a disastrous thing would be leave after 1 year. It does remind me, though, when people are saying worst of all time, Lou Holtz did do this. Lou Holtz did go to the Jets and not finish the year in 1976. And then the other one, I guess, is Bobby Petrino. Yeah.
Petrino was 13 games, too.
Yeah.
Was it really?
They weren't nearly as bad, right? The Falcons actually didn't have that bad of a record.
No, they did. No, he was 3-10.
Oh, were they that bad? I thought they'd won a couple more here and there.
Then he put the notes in the locker and was off.
Yep, he will go down. One more NFL win than Urban Meyer. So
now, let's say this, and I did bring this up in training camp when people were starting to question, and they did question. Hey, is this really going well? This doesn't seem to be going well with Urban Meyer. And I did mention that the Jacksonville players may not be the best judge of what is good coaching and what is not. So it's a little bit of be careful what you wish for the Jags, because now you're right back to square one. Your franchise is a mess. Maybe this will galvanize them and they'll play better going forward here. They've got nowhere to go but up, but I do wonder where it's going.
He was a disaster.
He's an easy guy to pin everything on, but I'm not sure Urban Meyer is the only problem they have.
You read everything that's come out, you can pin everything on him. Because, one, he's the leader. And whenever you're kicking players and calling your assistants
listen,
that you hired losers.
All that stuff is legit. I'm just simply saying that now they have to look themselves in the mirror and say, okay, we got rid of the guy. We all agree he's not the right guy. Now where do we go?
The last
That's a franchise that hadn't done a whole lot.
The last handshake.
The last handshake will be with Mike Vrabel.
Unbelievable.
The last handshake.
I'm not sure it really qualifies as a shake.
No,
you're
right. It
was touching.
Yeah, it was.
There was a touching. There wasn't really, your dad always teaches you, give him the grip, firm handshake, look him in the eye. There wasn't any of that.
You want to feel the pop. Feel that pop.
There was no pop in that.
There was no pop. No pop.
All right, that'll do it for our show here on this now rainy Thursday. Enjoy the rest of your day. Continue to be safe. We want you back with us to close out the week tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Stay tuned. Stillman & Company is next.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.